speaks English today. This part is about the dispersals or diasporas of English language, which means the movements and spread of language to different parts of the world. There are two main dispersals. The first one involves the migration of English speakers from the British Isles to North America, Australia, and New Zealand, resulting in the development of new mother tongue varieties of English. The second one involves the colonization of Asia and Africa, leading to the development of second language varieties or new Englishes. The first diaspora began with Walter Raleigh's expedition in 1584 to America, but the first permanent settlement was in Jamestown, Virginia in 1607, followed by the Puritans and others in Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1620. The second diaspora started with the slave trade in the 17th century, which transported slaves from West Africa to southern parts of America and the Caribbean, resulting in the development of Creoles. In the 18th century, there was also large-scale immigration from Northern Ireland to America. Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa were also colonized, leading to dialect mixing and the development of new varieties of English influenced by the indigenous languages.